A cyberspace cadet from Malaysia. She's had several boyfriends and wondering how she can correct past mistakes. Well, my advice has always been that the families should arrange marriages for their children. That's part of their Purusha Dharma. That's what they should do early on. But if they don't do that, obviously their young people start arranging their own marriages. And very often when they do arrange marriage for themselves, the family objects. They have no right to object because they didn't perform their duty in the first place. Girls especially should be chaperoned. It's very easy in today's world to meet the wrong kind of people. I'm recommending that mature young ladies chaperone each other. And then they can talk together about the young men that they are double dating with and bypass the families who have neglected their duties and arrange a good marriage for themselves that will be lasting and raise the next generation by doing their duty by arranging a marriage according to tradition early on. So the experiences that this young lady had in Selangor, Malaysia, were part of her birth karmas. But they can be controlled by a more intelligent form of dating. A new cyberspace devotee from Sri Lanka, now in New Zealand, asked his e-guru, how can I concentrate on my studies and not forget Shiva while going through the university? To concentrate on your studies is the reason why you are in school in the first place. Therefore, treat everyone the same. Same standard of relationship for everybody. Don't like one person more than another, and you're not there to make friends. Joining clubs and joining groups and making friends can use up a lot of unnecessary time. They won't be loyal friends. School's over, they're gone. Get a regular routine in your life. Up before dawn, perform your puja, study, dancing with Shiva, merging with Shiva, living with Shiva, Tirumantram. Then apply yourself to your studies. Go to school, pay attention. Get good grades, get out of school, get into your profession, and live a good dharmic life. Our Kawadi Nam and the Pedam here, participating in building a temple in New Zealand, get in touch with that group. That'll be a good religious connection for you.